Okay. So open meeting. We're opening the meeting at 6:30, more or less. We don't have any additions, deletions, because this is a special agenda. And I guess, do you want to do the bids or just talk to Melissa first?
I don't think she's going to be too long.
Okay, let's do the beach. Let's call Melissa. She's got some, Melissa 2, not Melissa 1.
Yep.
She got some stuff here about lifeguards and different ways that they can train a lifeguard or whatever. And I know we've talked about that before, yep. That if somebody would commit to working all summer, that we'd pay for their.
She has 2.
She has a couple people, I guess, that want to do it.
She has a couple
people. That's okay.
Hi, right, Melissa.
He didn't want to come to the meeting, but we persuaded him. He loves working so much.
I figured he was the floor riding or grading one another.
Yeah.
Got a sweeper and sweeping.
All three of us are here. We're ready for whatever you got.
Okay, I just wanted to know, so the state of Vermont doesn't have much as far as lifeguard courses. We've got 2 that are interested in lifeguarding, but the state of Vermont has moved towards mostly virtual, and I didn't know how that worked, and so I left a page up there with the 3 options I've come up with, because we have the 2 girls that are interested. Smuggler is not just willing to work with us, but it's expensive. And then there's an option in New Hampshire that's, and that one's $150, and then there's the virtual class, which nobody, like, they don't ever meet with anybody, so I would want to do, like, test them at the lake, because they don't actually go anywhere and do the skills. They learn them in a virtual online course. And I just wanted to know what your guys' thoughts were on which way we should go.
That's $150 each over in New Hampshire?
Yeah.
As long as the girls were going to, my opinion, as long as the girls were going to stay for the summer.
Work for us for the summer, yeah.
I think that, in my opinion, I think that would be all right.
How often do they have to go to the New Hampshire for the training?
It's the same for either one. So it's 21 hours, 3 days. So it's I think that one's the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
I'm assuming they must be, they have driver's license, or somebody's taking them?
One of them does, one of them does not. Okay.
So we need to get transportation or room for them?
I got to looking at it. The place, Enfield?
Enfield?
Can't
pronounce
it. Yeah.
Enfield,
yep. It's an hour and 20 minutes from the beach. To the location.
Well, so if
so
you're
it's the same as if they were driving to Burlington.
About an hour and 20 minutes? No, Burlington's an hour.
About an hour and 15 with traffic.
Enfield's a hike.
Drive over that way when I go to Maine. So it's
Enfield's a hike. It's not great roads, right? It's not straight. It's not a straight shot. But
so is that that's 3 days in a row? Tim has the paper, but it's 3 days in a row.
That's 3 days in a row.
Okay. Right.
And so, do you know, is that like 10 to 2, or do you know the hours?
Online it said 9 to 4, I believe.
Ooh, so they won't be back here for 6.
Well, right. That's the New Hampshire model, and it's the New Hampshire model is, correct me if I'm wrong, it's $150 a person?
Yeah.
Okay, but then the one at Smuggler's Notch is $350 a person, right?
Smuggler's not just $350, and it's not waterfront, so then if we wanted them to get waterfront, it's another $100 on top of it.
Yeah, that's what I checked with them up there. They do pools.
$450 each?
That would be $450. I'm just trying to balance between covering expenses versus our travel.
Yeah, we're gonna have to
know what I'm saying? Yeah. If they're here, you don't have to cover the travel.
So they don't have any, though, that does the for the lake one up there, though, do they? Emily don't do that, does she?
No. They just do swimming pool look like.
That's Smug.
Yeah. Smug is doing a waterfront course this year because they have 2, they have Rum Runners and something else they said to me when I talked to them.
The basin,
And so they are doing a 1-day waterfront course, but they're required to take the basic level lifeguard first, and then the waterfront is an add-on.
What if they did the online and then the add-on for Smokes.
I'm not a fan of that AI. They do that work in there, and I'm not a fan in there. I think it, people, for me, I learn in a group. Talk. For me personally, in here, for the difference in money and the driving and the going, not because I work, I won't vote on it, but I'm just saying, I think that they got, that's going to be quite a drive for those girls at the end of the day in here, 2 hours coming back, and it's going to be 6, 7 o'clock. They're going to have to turn around and go back. So I assume we'll pay them mileage or gas or something, which is 72 cents a mile.
Now. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I think the balance, if they got a waterfront here,
and they can sign them up now, because
then we don't have to.
Yep.
We're going to be shelling out near that in travel.
But I don't, and they won't tuck the girls out either.
Yeah. And they won't be.
I'm going to refer to the working smugglers, so I'll refer to
them. No, that's fine.
I'm just saying that I think that the mileage in them girls are going to be tired. Were they 17?
16.
So driving back in 2 hours. I'm not in favor. I wouldn't want my. I'm not in favor of that. So you can pick where you want to go. I'd rather try to either do the virtual, I guess. And I'm not a fan of that at all. So.
Well, I would even lean more toward just.
Because if they're 16, more than likely, if it might go well, next year you'll have them for 2 years.
You have them for next summer too, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
Which would be awesome.
And then for sure has told me that if the opportunity is there next year, she would want to come back again.
Yeah, the younger one.
Yeah.
The older one might graduate from high school and go get a real job or something, but, you know, that happens. Yeah, sure. I'm leaning toward this because it's closer to home. We don't have to pay mileage.
That makes sense.
Makes sense.
If you do a hotel room, you're gonna be a couple hundred bucks.
Now meals.
Yeah, and the meals.
You'd have to.
But
pay
that's quite a haul for.
That's a short job.
Girls for teenagers to come to drive. I think.
Let's do that.
$450 each.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least they'll get the training.
Well, and we'll have a lifeguard.
And we'll have two lifeguards.
That'll be nice. And Melissa's lifeguard, too.
Are we okay? Like,
she's not certified. She was, but she's not certified anymore.
For lifeguards.
I didn't hear that. Sorry.
How many hours can you schedule a lifeguard? What's in the budget?
I don't know.
What are you thinking?
I was thinking 36 hours, probably. That way the school days are covered
at
any busy weekend.
Yeah, so it's weekends plus.
So 72 hours total for the week?
Oh, no, you'd schedule one of them
or the other.
One at a time, okay.
You only need to do one.
So total 36 hours a week. That's not terrible.
Yeah.
And you were paying a non...
paying somebody.
We were paying somebody last year to watch it. It wasn't certified. It
wasn't even certified, yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, we paid somebody.
Thought we were, didn't it?
No, they were certified last year.
Oh, they were?
Well, that's good.
Oh, I didn't know
that. But we were paying them to not pay attention.
They were certified, but they were sleeping.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay.
They charge us more for that.
Yeah,
so that's between, I don't know if they have to make a motion, but that's between Rick and Tim, because I work there.
I don't think necessarily. We just wanted to make sure, especially since there's two people interested, to double the cost.
Well, it's coming out of the
beach. I'll go along with that.
It's coming out of the beach budget, the beach money.
But for now, I think this is trial-wise and the closer.
It'll be a lot easier on the kids. Yeah. I mean, they're still kids. Yeah. Right.
All right, that sounds good with Smugs.
Yeah, it's coming out of the beach funds. It's not coming out of taxpayer funds.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Beach pays for its own.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, beach pays for calm shit. All right. So.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice.
I didn't. She asked, and I didn't want to answer without having to.
It's a hell of a lot cheaper than fucking swimming lessons.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's that. That's an easy one.
She was certified, but she let her certification run out.
Is she interested in going back? And if we wanted to pay for another person?
I don't know.
So now we're back to discussing the bids for the town office. Did you look at them?
No, I didn't see. No, I didn't get them. First one we saw.
More than the last one.
Yeah.
So no matter, we got three dirt work bids.
Yeah.
And one of those is a bid that is included in.
Why don't you let him see them? That way there he can.
They're a little bit, to me, the whole, because of the meathead that created those bid papers, it's confusing. And I created the things, and I'm still confused. But you know what I mean? I had to break it out. So fine. We probably should have just cut them off. Because his bid, that's what I like to see come back from anybody, right?
A proposal.
A proposal, which is a different thing. So once you digested that a little bit, Butch.
We have one person for the...
Did you write down the electrical, or did you add it together so we can see?
One concrete.
440-something. 444,
I think.
One concrete and one building. And then the rest is just in three excavations.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the one that wants to do the whole building is 400, totals up. By the time you get all three of his pieces added together, it's $445,000.
How much?
$445,000. He wants 300 and something just for the building.
319
was it? Yeah.
319 just for the construction of the building.
So, and it's in the minutes or whatever, it's in the recording, but...
I didn't bring my paper with me.
That's fine. But it's in the... Ricky and I went back and forth about it a little bit last week, discussed it or whatever, and it's like... We didn't want to vote on it without you looking.
Oh, I didn't... I wasn't going to make any decision
or
myself.
What we, you know, oh, yeah, there's something else we held off to. Oh, approve the minutes. Can we
do
that
the minutes.
Without warning it?
We can do it at the next meeting.
Yeah,
we
can do it the next
one.
You
could have put it under addition. But yeah,
that's fine. We'll do it. I knew there was something else. I forgot. Yeah. So we got to talking a little bit, and one of the things that Rick asked me to do was, or we kind of thought might be a good idea, I was going to see one of the bidders from the original bidding.
Yeah.
To see if they would still honor their original bid. But their original bid is on all the old, you know, the high mucky right. Muck,
yeah,
whatever's. So I did talk to him for, you know, 10, 15 minutes and said we'd be discussing it tonight. And he said, well, there's a couple things we can do. There's two or three different paths we can take with it, you know, with him not ever seeing the new building or anything. He didn't, you know, he didn't want to commit to anything, and I don't blame him. But so I sent him all the shit today.
But
he said that one thing he would be willing to do, and he didn't charge us anything for it, is to come in and go through the plans and the documents that we've created and all the stuff. And they do a thing called value engineering. They go back and say, well, we just save money here, we save money here. The other thing he'd be willing to do, he said, right out of the chute, he said, you guys talk about it. He said, I bid that. That's what it cost in that form. He said, I bid it, and that's what it cost. If you guys, and what he does is, his is not a bid, it's an estimate. And if he comes in lower, he bills you lower. So he said, you know, find a number that your budget would be prepared for the worst.
Yeah.
And if I can come in lower than that, I will. And see, he's more than willing to sit down and talk to us or do whatever you want.
See, that contractor that night we did the pre-bid meeting, he wasn't interested in the town purchasing the materials. Mm-hmm. He wanted to purchase his own materials. And
which
use
one?
It.
The one
Steve and Bud.
Juggernaut.
The one that the Juggernaut.
From Juggernaut, yeah.
Brian.
So both of them, those two work for the same company.
They wanted to make money for their, they wanted to make something on the materials.
You're not going to get any discount on any of the materials. Like if you go to a lumber company and you got an account with them, you'll get anywhere from 10% to 15% off.
Oh yeah, sure.
Or more.
And then they're charging us 10% on top.
And they'll charge you accordingly from that.
Well, so, and Brian don't give a shit about that.
And then the contingency is 10% again on top of that.
What is a contingency for?
What he put the 10% in is overcost.
Overcost. If something runs something.
But he's charging you that either way.
No.
Or he's not.
He could. His bid would, yes. Being a bid,
remember how we've had grants before?
Yep.
People do the work and they charge you right to the penny.
Right to the penny.
Is that what this is?
That's Yep. That's
or
what,
would they give it to you for less if it cost them?
So that's something that you have to ask your contractor.
So Brian told me last night, and I told him, I said, look, I said, oh, I know how you do what you do. He said, yeah. He said, I just finished the house. My estimate for the house was $400,000. When we got all done, the bill was $355,000 because we found a lot of money as we were building it.
Yep.
And I only billed the guy $355,000 because that's what it cost.
How can you build an entire house for that, but you can't build this?
It wasn't a very big house.
That.
You know what? Did you see on news? I was wondering about this thing here because I was wondering how much this was going to be. That.
Well, I leaned on it.
Levalier that builds those houses.
Yeah, yeah. We were talking about
that. I mentioned that the other night.
I would like to, I don't know where we're going with this into here, but if for this guy, I see them guys into there. It's just three sides. I just don't understand it. I just can't bring myself into there. They'll do that plan. They're right in New Hampshire into there. Did you see that?
Anywhere? Yeah, well, I thought they were in Derby, but I don't know how I got that.
They're on TV in there.
Yeah.
They'll build that whole thing in there. And come and set the whole thing right on that.
They'll build that deck. Yeah. And they'll bring it down two pieces and set it right in there.
Set the walls, the roof, and try the bay.
What's it called?
Levalier.
Levalier.
We talked about that.
We did.
The other thing that I threw out there the other night is.
Where's the Amish?
That's what I said.
Good luck. Is all them.
What kind of schedule does building trades out there in Lamoille Union have?
Right.
Of framing it in for us, at least getting it watertight.
Yeah. I think, yeah. So what was it there? What was the 319 on that? This one in here? This was the concrete.
319 is just for the building.
Just the building.
No concrete, no dirt. No.
His is all broke down. He has three bids in there.
Okay, because I see that. So his bid was 319.
Yeah.
So this is, so 60. Okay, I see. Okay, I didn't go
319 plus 60.
60, 40 is another 100 on there. So $420,000.
Yeah, and Baker. I asked Baker without telling him a single thing.
Yeah.
I said, you know the foundation we're talking about up there? He said, yeah. I said, well, if you don't have to do the second story concrete.
Yeah.
So you're doing 25 by 40, four walls.
But the way they priced it, and you could build the out of concrete cheaper than you could take and build that out of the wood.
Right. But I asked him what that foundation should cost.
Yeah.
You know, I said, I ain't telling you nothing. I just want to know what you think a foundation, 25 by 40. He went on his calculator and fucking did his, probably the same thing you did, right? So much a yard or whatever. He
said,
that foundation, he said, at the high end should be maybe 35.
Yep.
And I said, yeah, you're a lot. You're
well, I went far off.
Then. No. You're
about 300 a yard.
Which is this?
Yes, 350 a yard, probably.
350 a yard.
But he said, that's high end.
Yeah, that's him, right there.
He had somebody he calls that begins with an H.
If we could give them, you send them down the plan, they laser area.
That's who he uses.
Oh, yeah.
It's ready to go.
He uses passwords.
And he said that. I think you can buy what
he said he'd be, you know, all you just say the word, you'll get them for a price. Because
we're doing away with the blocks. Maybe have them give a price both on the standard one.
We hire our own plumber.
Like we just priced it.
The smaller guy to be able to do the project. But they've got it all closed in. Both water.
The upper and lower ball.
I'll talk to him about it, see what I can get out of it.
Okay.
So I think if we're going to get this done, this is how we're going to get it done. We're going to, Haskins, I know, does good work. Brian gets a good price from him because that's the other thing about going through a contractor like that. That 10%, you get, this is him talking now, but I kind of believe what he says because he's never steered me wrong before. If you go to Haskins, or I go, maybe not you, because you're in the business, but if I go, I'm just some turd off the street, and I want, come pour me some concrete. Wow, it's probably 20 to 25% more for me to get it done than it is for him.
So he's adding that right on top of the...
No, he charges you asking for 10%.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is...
They're not passing that discount along.
They're not, yeah.
Oh, no, he's passing, so if he...
Yeah, he
passes 15% of it along.
Yeah,
right.
But he makes 10 on it.
He makes 10 on it, which is...
Well, I'm saying... Well, you saw how much... You saw how much more that these contractors charge. Well, it's just like going buying a part. You go buy a part at a store, and they'll give you a 50% discount on it. Well, you brought that up the other night.
I do it all the time.
Well, the playground stuff.
The playground stuff.
Yeah.
You know, here's the list price. Here's your retail price.
Yeah, and retail is for me.
Yeah.
And the list price is for somebody who's got an account or going to do business with it. Brian's
list is the one that's got the thing, and then you got your other one, too.
Brian's thing on that is part of the reason they give that discount to the like him is they know he's coming back for the next job.
Yeah.
And if they're jabbing him too hard, he won't come back. Yeah. They don't give a shit if I ever come back. So they make all their money in one shot.
Yeah.
Right? So if they give him 25% off and he adds 10%, we're still getting 15% off what we would get charged if we went down there and asked them, right? So it comes out in the wash. It doesn't come out in the wash when you charge 30%. Right?
Yeah.
There's a,
Yeah.
And I, Baker looked at, I told him what the other bids were. And he said the same thing you said, but he looked at these. He said, Jesus Christ, I'm hosing myself. He said, but if I come in under bid, he said, so we can do, he said he'll work with us, do whatever you want if you want him to be involved.
Yeah.
He's more than willing. He's got enough guys, he said. And I said, well, it'd be nice if it could be dried in before winter. And he said, look, he said, if you get that foundation in, make sure you got a basement drain, right?
Yeah.
He said, we can sweep snow off foundation, put the building on it. If I have to do it in the winter, I can do it. He's,
I'd rather have it capped in.
I'd rather have it capped. I told him we would really like it capped in, but he's like, yeah. He said, but boy, he said, it's late now to get started.
But if you could get your concrete guy lined up, get it done, you got to break in between jobs?
That's what he said. He said,
then you might be able to come in and get the deck on.
Use it for filler work,
What's he think he's going to be?
Well, he said, be prepared for the worst, three and a half or even whatever. I said,
that would be everything?
Yeah.
Concrete, the dirt work and all?
Yeah. And he said, if you want to hire somebody like you for the dirt work, he'll just hire you. He doesn't care, right?
Yeah.
It matters not to him. He kind of helping me out because I asked him, right? I mean, that's the bottom line. Is he's busier than a bastard. He just got another house. He's just got a, he's in two houses and a duplex right now. So he's got plenty of work. But I told him, I kind of leaned on him. I said, next winter when it gets lean, you could come up here and do finish work, He's like, but... way things are going. I don't get slow. I didn't get slow last winter. He's built a house right through the winter. So, I mean, we can talk to him. What are we going to do?
So he's willing to pick it up after the dirt and concrete's done? And then
he said, yeah, if you want to do it that way, that's fine too. He said, you guys get the dirt and the concrete in the hole, and then I'll come back. He said, of course, it won't be three. It'll be less, whatever that is. It was in his bid, right? But what he does, what he would do is T&M. He'd say, look, be prepared for the worst. I'll come in under whatever it is. Because he hadn't seen the plans either. He didn't want to get too far into the, I can do it for this.
I'd say have him look at
the I sent him the stuff today. So I'll talk to him.
First thing we have to do is decide what we're going to do with whether you're going to accept anything or not accept anything.
Yeah. I don't know what you guys think, but I think we should... regroup again, just like we did last time. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah. Now, what did they? They emailed all these, and then you stuffed them.
Yeah.
Well,
they weren't even really sealed.
His was sealed.
Ricky's was sealed.
Yeah. He came in first, and then came through email. Okay.
Well, we needed to. First of all, I read over it because I wasn't here. I didn't plan on them. I didn't realize that Mr. Rick was not thinking about Rick, not Bolton. So then that threw a quirk, as I told you, that threw a quirk in my works in here because I figured that you took, I wasn't here for the opening, but we need to revamp this thing in here if you're going to go by this in here because it says all sealed bids were posted by the sent in the mail, posted like his was in there.
That's in the policy?
In the policies into there. So really,
it says that in the purchasing policy, right?
No, right in our policy that Rick and I and whoever signed in here is right into here.
Yeah, Joe warned it.
Could be, yeah. That says that in the thing. I read this all over in there. It doesn't say that. But if we're going to revamp that, I would, no offense to this in here, but I think that it should be all board members should be present. In there,
I agree.
All board members should be present before anything is open in there so that everybody's there. But if you're going to do this, you need to change that because theoretically, if you're going by what policy we had, anybody wanted to read, then we're null and void.
Yeah,
They weren't in the mail. Anything that wasn't sent in the mail in there with it. Yeah.
That was our fault because we copied an ad.
Okay, well that's fine here because of the computer them. World in here. But when we talked about this,
we all
agreed that it should come.
They can submit by email or whatever. Yeah.
Well, it is in there.
Then but it's going to be sealed, though, how you seal it when it's
that's
emailed.
What I said. I think it's got to be mailed. Like just that's why we talked about that in there with the technology. But if you read that, the paperwork you gave me, it says right in there.
Because
it did not say, you're right, it didn't say that it had to be all aboard. It said that the board would be open to the public. They would read it out aloud, read the contracts out loud, each one of them individually, one of the select boards.
Yeah, that's what happened the other night.
Yeah, the select board member, but it also said that they all unsealed bids with their address on it, their name on the envelope into there, were sealed and sent to the...
Yeah, so the mistake we made was copying the ad that says, oh, you can email your bid. So we won't do that. We either won't do that again or we'll figure out something different.
Yeah.
Or whatever, but that'll take care of that. So he's got all the information. I'll let him turn on it for a couple of days. He said if I just say the word, he'll have Haskins throw a bid at this concrete for us if you want.
Like I said, do it both ways.
I'd like to know what these guys
both
are
ways,
charged.
Yeah.
For the building.
Building. There's a value thing in here so that we
why can't we meet with them?
That's what I don't want to put your friend. I'm trying to figure out. That's $140,000 more than we got. I mean, we're going to have to take money from somewhere else because we got roughly $240,000. 260.
Mm-hmm. So,
so
last year when Ireland gave us the price for the whole vault,
the whole goddamn thing on there
was
$99.
You're talking excavation.
Yeah.
Say 25, 30. Yeah. Say 25. That does all your excavation.
Oh, that's a buck. $130,000.
So. You got 110, basically, if we use the money we have, right?
But, yeah, we do. And then the thing
is...
Well,
you also have that 50 that we got back.
Oh, okay, we're up to 290 into there. But the thing about this in here is that if... My thing is in here that I can't believe that every carpenter that's decent in there, we couldn't get somebody to come in and do the wiring.
Assemble it.
Put the wire. They get it all up in shell.
Matt Grant would wire it for
that's what I'm saying. So we get the wiring up.
So we'd have to do all of those... Time and material catches, whenever they're not.
We're just going to have to be more involved in that. If you wanted to save the town money, we got to figure that out. Once that goes in, I can't believe that we can't get some people.
So here's an idea for you. This Vivor.
LeValier? I don't know anything about it. I just see them on TV with their big
Think about having them do. So here's my thought. Yeah. So if we go with the concrete just in downstairs, and then you got your fire resistant space upstairs.
Yeah.
But don't have them quote that.
Yeah.
Have them quote.
No, just
the windows, the roof, the doors.
Nothing in, no partition inside.
And just no partitions just inside. Shell up
and then and go. Yeah.
And have them make the cut in the floor.
The concrete guy will do that.
I mean make the cut for the.
Oh yeah, for the well.
Where the stairway.
Stairwell.
Goes.
Yeah.
I mean, if those guys put a stairway in, it's
well, they, that would all be laid out in their floor plan.
That will be in their floor plan. Yeah.
So have them do that without that fireproof room in the end. Just have them set it on there. And then you can have, Bush can come in on his spare time and build the fireproof room or whatever.
Well, I'm going to tell you that.
We can hire, what's his name, up on East Hill. Forget his name.
Tuthill?
Yeah. Or anybody that has that kind of, that can do that kind of work. Because then the jobs are small and their chunks are small enough so they're more comfortable saying, hey, yeah, let's hire this guy, let's hire that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We would have to be way more involved.
We will have to be more involved in it. I know it isn't as good for piecemealing, but I think our goal is to get it up so it's shelled in there. But if we can save the town $50,000,
let's get it
to come up into here because they get on there and get in here. They're still going to be able to work right in here.
But have Hastings.
I'll have them
price it with just that. And then
price them with the other one.
Because I got a feeling, the way he priced that, I think you could almost do the concrete vault upstairs and downstairs. When you go to insulate the outside, all you got to do is put the 2-inch insulation to the top.
So then that changes the bid from them, drops the price of that.
Yeah.
You got one whole less wall.
See what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
I bet rafters across the top.
I bet they had over 30,000 just in that fireproof in that room.
Yeah.
Probably.
And then that way, your heat would be all, your heat from that floor,
all right.
you so, just run it right out into... to this room out there, because you don't want you don't want the water in the vault downstairs.
That's right. You're gonna,
and you'll have it down there, and you'll have the one up on top.
There is one thing that I 100% agree with Brian on.
Yeah.
You build a basement, you're gonna put a fucking drain in it. It drains out to the out to the world. So if water goes in that basement for whatever reason, right, because the heat system fails, you need a drain in the bottom of the basement.
He said he's you're not supposed to do that.
You're not?
No.
Why ain't you supposed to do
that? Not anymore. They don't want you having them.
And it's a real, if you got any garage or anything in there, that's a real no-no into there, because they're, because it's still
cold. Oh, this one's going to have one.
My house has a drain in it, and I wouldn't put one up without one in it.
That's right.
Might be personally, but...
Yeah, this one's going to have one, too, whether they like it or not.
Just don't put it in the vault. Put it in...
Yeah, put it up and right in the center of the...
Well, put it where all your water, where your heating and your water is.
Wherever you're going to have a leak. Because what happens to him is, because they don't let him put the drain in,
yeah,
he gets there and he's got to go rent a pump, because he's got a swimming pool.
So right.
Full of rainwater.
Some pump.
Got 3 feet of rainwater in the basement. Yeah. You know, depending on how fast they get back to the job.
Yeah. But this is...
I agree with
you. It saved money with a lot of this radon pipe and stuff like that. I don't understand it. All they do is take a piece of, like over to Dakota's, all Tetro did, stuck a little short piece of pipe in the floor where the stone was with an elbow up, and that's all. And it's on the inside of the house, not inside the basement.
Oh, that's if you're on ledge.
Yep. Now they're saying that you got to do radon and all this stuff now.
Oh, with the pipe in there.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't want to.
What I did with the Bourne's over there, I put it in the basement, just capped it, and I run it through the floor, out, daylighted it outside.
There you go.
Like another drain.
Sure. Drains the radon.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. Yeah, you know what?
If you've got a perimeter drain around it,
you hook that
with the pipes, your standpipes, and the daylight's out, isn't that considered...
Well,
a radon
drain. Drawing it out. That's
Then you hook your basement drain right to that perimeter drain, and now you're hooked right up.
I don't hook them to them now.
No, you go by.
I run a pipe from the floor drain out myself, because
separate one in case somebody.
If you get water in the drain and then something backs up and then back, happens to your drainage, the water goes up into your floor, into there.
That can happen too in the air. If it's got good drainage around it, a good guy sort of like you with the fabric and everything over there, but if you get into Sandy, when that gets down in that freaking thing and fills them pipes up into there about half full, so it's not draining anywhere.
Scheme of things are for time's sake here, so we need to do something with the bids that we got in hand.
I'm going to stay out of the far as the bid for the proposals and stuff. I'll let you guys.
Yeah, I mean, my gut tells me that we should exercise the same option we did last time, so that we can regroup a little bit,
I think we regroup in there, and if we decide that we're going to put anything out to bids,
just because we decided not to take them tonight doesn't mean we can go back. We can't go back 3 weeks and go, you know what? We like this one, not this one, this one, and use whoever the contractor is.
We need to take a deep breath in here, me personally, into here. From reading what... wasn't here when they opened the bids, but I'm reading the bids that we got now and everything in here. I think that we need to regroup and see where we're at with everything, and I think it may figure out where we're at. It's going to take a little bit of difference on where we are, even with the excavating part of it in here, once we figure out, are we going to put the drain, you know what I mean, some stuff in it. So once
somebody said 4,000 to bore under.
It's all in the proposal.
Okay.
So
all the material, whole list of materials and everything.
Yeah, I see yours all broke down.
One of the things that's pretty handy about that is very educational for like me, because I don't do that work. I don't know what goes on there.
His was broke down in there, like I see.
All right, but that's there, so for me to read that piece of it is like, instead of me blindly not you bid some number. Oh, well, I get a hole and the hole gets filled up, and that's all I know they put perimeter drains. I know. But that tells me all the stuff that happens, right? So now it's very educational to read that for me. It helps a lot.
Well, and then you can understand where the price is.
Well, then I can understand if somebody else, then I can look at another hole in the ground and use all that information you put in your hole in the ground, and kind of know north windage of where it should be, right? Yeah. Not. I think you might be a little bald in these day and age, but I think that's you. But maybe not. I don't know. I read it pretty close. It's like,
I'm not in touch with the real world. I'm still back 20 years, actually. I got on stuff.
Yeah, but you know what? And yeah, that's kind of what Baker says when he's, you know, he gets a lot of, he bids jobs and he gets them. And I said, you know, you wouldn't be as busy if you were charging more. And he said, well, yeah, but I'm making a living. My guys are getting paid. I'm, you know, I'm okay.
Yeah. So,
you know, I told him, because he's same, pretty near as old as I am, you know.
Yeah.
He's the same age you, I think.
Well, a lot of these people, they put a percentage in, they might add 25-30% profit on top of that. Yeah. After, well, hey, this is what I get from my equipment and everything.
Well,
and
he said,
add 25-30% right on it.
Which, no, this is true. The other thing he said was, you know, it don't cost me one nickel more to hang a sheet of sheetrock in Stowe than it does to hang a sheet of sheetrock in Heaton.
Yeah.
He said, I know a lot of contractors that they charge a lot more in Stowe than they do in Eaton. He said, because I can go to Stowe anytime I want and get a job. If I run out of work, he said, I can go to Stowe and get a job just like that, because he's underbids all those guys.
Yeah.
And he still makes money.
Right.
You know, he's not going to go, he's not going to starve. Look at him. But, so I'm gonna poke him and have him ask his Haskins.
I'm not gonna starve just because my wife cooks good.
Yeah. So I guess I'm gonna make a motion that we're gonna exercise our right to just table these bids.
Okay. At this point, you're not necessarily rejecting them.
No, we're just tabling everything to regroup to see where we're trying to conserve a little bit more. My thoughts are we're trying to conserve a little bit more.
So I'll make that motion.
Yeah. Good. Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Rick's going to abstain because he has a dirt work bid in the pile and he didn't want to do it, so that's fine. So now the next plan is I'm gonna poke him and have Haskins do two bids, one with the whole thing,
yeah,
and one with just the cap on the base,
and not use the foam blocks.
No.
Poke concrete.
One of the things Brian said was,
and then set in.
He likes to put the foam on the inside of the basement instead of the outside. Because on the outside, it gets all damaged from people weed whacking and doing stuff like that. So
that's what the stone board is for.
I told him. I said, we got some stone board in the.
I'd rather in here because we don't want that.
I'd rather have it on the outside.
Well, because we're not doing. We're trying to save money, so we weren't going to sheetrock. We were just leaving
it. Right. And if you put the foam on the inside,
Then
you're going to have to go through and finish the inside for fire protection.
That's what I'm saying.
I said because it's a public building, we have to finish that hole.
Well,
so you might get away with not finishing it.
Insurance company, if it's open faced in there, if it's
they
insulation,
won't like it either,
insurance don't like it. And if you got exposed foam, they'll make you cover it up.
Yeah. Anyway, so he, you know, I took him by surprise. So who knows what the fuck.
But you could use that. Put the 2-inch foam, and when they do the concrete on the outside, throw the pressure-treated 2x4s in there, and you can mount your foam and your siding right to that.
Oh yeah, that's how they do it anyways.
Yeah,
they leave us 2x2 strips, right?
2x2 or 2x4.
My folks did there, had there, and I just shot some furnace strips in and just run the ply when we did that.
Right.
Locked it in and put the ply.
But anyways, I'm gonna poke him and get the two. Try to get the two bids.
Yep.
Out of Haskins, right?
Yep.
You know who they are.
Yep.
We're gonna try to look into that and see if it's even.
Can you call? Do you have time to call him?
Feasible.
Or do you
want? It's not that I don't have time. It's that I don't know if I have enough understanding to explain to them what you want to do.
Okay, if you'll get you have the number? I will try to see.
Maybe you can give them a call.
Yeah, maybe they could.
It probably, the funeral's Monday, so it may be the first of next week before. Is that too?
No.
Do you want to try? Maybe. You can call them. Rick can call them.
No.
I just want to
meet with a guy.
Yeah, that's
and
what
then
I want.
That way,
I want to meet with somebody so they can show them and show them what we're looking for in the plan, what our sketch is in
maybe
here.
Maybe Melissa can call them and say, hey, can you?
Do you set up a meeting?
Is it possible that you can set up at least a telephone meeting for our next scheduled select board night? That might be something to do with those guys.
Yeah. That way, either if he could come or that, and we could
See, they have a rep in Newport. If that's because somebody,
I think they do.
They have Derby.
I thought somebody said Derby.
Yeah. And that's only that's less than an hour away.
Let me see if I can get some more.
40 minutes.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna can't, send me the thing, and I probably won't be able to do it Monday, but I'll try to do it a day next week if you can't, because we got another week, right? Yeah, another week before we meet.
So I'll see what I can find out Monday, and I'll let you know. As far as these other contractors, because I imagine you need to reach out to them, should we ask them how long their is good for?
Well, the ones that are worth looking at say they're good for 30 days, I think. I read a couple of them.
Most contracts are less than good for 30 days. And
now, what you're seeing on all your material pricing and stuff like that, they gave you a price, and now everything is subject to change without notice on the gravel prices. And
stuff. Oh, yeah.
So we try to make sure that
if
the prices change, material prices change, they're supposed to notify us.
Yes. So
prior to
the change.
Yeah. And any manufacturers' increases or anything, you know, tariffs or anything on there. You can't forget COVID.
This is the lifeguard. That one
is good for 30 days into the year. Is yours 30 days, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you this envelope so you put all them in it.
Yeah.
And then you, I've looked those over more than I care, and you, but you can go look at them some more if you want.
Okay. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you read them.
Yeah.
That's your strength, buddy, is reading that stuff and finding all the details.
But I am going to, because one of the guys that there's a smaller that is just himself and a couple guys. Let me see, because he didn't come to the pre-bid end of there.
I'm going to say, the
options we had, then we can make on to this. I like the guy that, was it Brian?
Yeah.
I like him. He's a really nice guy.
He's a little too honest to be a contractor, unfortunately.
Some of these lumber companies will send somebody out here, and they'll take a look at your plans.
They'll do takeoff.
And they'll give you a complete list of your materials with the prices.
Yeah. Well, Josh will at RK Muzz. I've been dealing with him. Nice guy.
So that's something
that I can talk to him and ask him. Maybe he can come. I'll see what he's doing and see if I can get him to come, and we can do it at the beginning. If you want to call and talk to him, I can see if I can get him, because he was just down today and looked at some stuff.
Yeah, I asked one thing. He's been in the business for a long time, and I asked him if you ever heard of these Juggernaut guys. Never heard of them.
I hadn't either until then.
I don't think anybody's ever heard of them. So that's fine. You know, they're trying to get going, but
they
don't need to make a whole year's money on us.
Well, I'll ask Matt to see if he was in it.
So I got money.
See if he's got, or talk around up at work and see if there's anybody that
I'll take care of the Haskins thing. You're going to call those people and see what information you can find out.
Yeah.
And you're going to look that over a little bit more.
You're going to coordinate
with her if they want to talk somebody on the phone.
Yeah, or whatever. I can call them. Like I said, Tuesday, I could be able to call anytime.
Take your time, buddy. Don't worry about it.
We're
not. Nobody's. It kind of feels like we're in a hurry, but
we're
not.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
I will try to get. I can try to go into there.
We're still in May. We're going to be June.
And you know what? If you take that November 15th finish date off the interior and all that, then you're
still trying to wrap my head around this.
I can't do it either.
The size of this thing in here.
I can't even read those. I think they seem invincible and they go off their rocker.
Well, it's like it's a straight square building.
Three fucking sides on it.
There's some of this other stuff. You know, I think you're going to have more time in doing the remodeling
and those
the windows and stuff.
Those guys would roll on that.
Yeah.
When you read that, you're going to see they didn't charge dog shit to do this.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I mean, the time you strip the siding off.
I don't think they understood the thing in there. I'll read that over in there. But
They had plenty in the other.
They were ready to go.
They were ready. Because they were, I did the math for the carpenter work.
Yeah.
That bid.
Yeah.
Was $310 a square foot.
Yeah.
Ooh. For just the carpenter work. And Baker's original bid with all the Mikey blocks and all the bullshit was only like $340 a square foot for the whole fucking job.
Yeah.
Right.
Because he did this, he was GCing everything for him. Both of them were GCing everything.
Yeah, but you know they were.
Yeah.
And the other guys.
I can't believe this building's going to cost $500,000.
Well, the other guy, think about Dustin's bid was 420. Yeah. No, 430.
You think you're
was right in with this guy.
Man,
same
price. I can't even believe it.
And, but that was, don't forget, Dustin's bid was with all the Mikey blocks and all the extra installation and all the fancy shit on the
But wall. That wasn't for finishing the base mill. That was something that we were going to have to do because we didn't find out about that until afterwards.
Yeah.
No, I think he had, Brian bid it to finish the basement.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I think we had that in there. It was but anyways.
The heat pump was in there too. Isn't there?
So his bid, so just forget about Baker's bid. Think about Dustin's bid.
Yeah.
His bid was the same as this guy's with the fanciest building that we could have tried to build.
Yeah.
And this guy's got the downgraded retard building that we came up with nothing. You know, just no fancy Mikey blocks, no finished basement, nothing. And he's still the same price. What? Material? And I asked Baker, he said, but since we bid that, material's gone up maybe 7 or 8%. Yeah. Something like that.
Concrete's gone up.
Yeah, concrete's gone up, but not a lot.
Yeah, but that was...
It was 190, 195 last year.
It's like
210.
210, but that ain't enough to shove this job $100,000.
Well, and because this guy's concrete was lower.
Yeah.
And he made up for the building.
Yeah, but it's not, you're not apples to apples. It's a completely different project, right?
The other one had concrete, the 100,000 was 99,000 from
Ireland
was the concrete with
that
the
was
block.
Everything. That was everything. That the was block. That was the walls. That was the two layers
yeah,
of
so that
fire.
Whole thing.
Yeah, the radiant.
Yeah.
So I think Baker told me that concrete bid that you got from them, was that with Mikey blocks or without?
I thought it was with, but
no,
I'd have to see.
Ireland's was without.
Oh, was without?
With the Mikey blocks was like, Baker told me that was $140,000 of his bid.
Without ICF
was because
blocks.
Of that ICF blocks cost so much.
Yeah.
And the other thing he told me, I told him, I said, well, we don't have to do engineered trusses because we're going to just have a beam and spruce.
Yeah.
And he's like, he said, yep, you're going to pay a little bit more for the engineered trusses.
Yeah.
But they take so much less time to put in and build.
Yeah, I understand
comes
that.
Out even.
We talked about that in there, but how we want the floor to be even. So he's going to drop the concrete?
Yeah, he dropped concrete to make it flat. Said those are, I told him we want to go with 100 pounds per square. And he said,
so
yeah, they'll be 16 inches deep.
You're going to be 16 inches 16 deep. So you're going to drop
deep.
That down there. So that bring
takes
how much more grade?
Takes a bunch of concrete out of it, though, don't it?
Yeah, I know it. But the grade, that's going to make, when he drops that down, the end of that.
Your floor in the basement could be the same, just at your height.
That's right. You just make a 7 foot wall.
I know, but what you're, the end of that, when they put the rim joists around there, the end of there, that concrete thing is going to be only this far off the ground, where the concrete with the two bodies will be this high off the ground.
I mean, if you're,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, and that eliminates the problem of hitting the foam with a weed whacker. And you know, I don't know. 6 1
You have enough, so you could drop it down. But
drop
the,
it down
the,
a little bit.
Your building,
but he was just
your siding on your building will change.
Yeah. Will change. But he just, you know, he just threw that out there. He said, yeah. He said, you know, the difference.
Yeah.
You make up the difference putting it together.
Yeah.
In price of material. I said, well, it makes sense. He said, yeah, those engineered trusses are nice. He said, when I get a job, first thing I do is order all the roof trusses.
Yeah.
I order all the floor systems and get everything coming.
Yeah.
And then whoever he orders it from, I think sticks and stuff maybe.
Maybe.
They'll sit on it for him until the concrete's done and all the stuff. So he said, but you got to have that stuff ordered and ready. And you don't want to be ordering that when you're troweling the concrete.
Yeah.
It's way too late. It takes them a long time to get that done.
Yeah, because Parkers don't make trusses anymore.
Parkers don't make nothing anymore, do they?
No, they don't. That seems to be so handy.
All the help went to RK Miles.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
RK Miles in Country Home.
Yeah, they aren't there. Andy's gone now. We went to, and Darren's gone to RK Miles.
And Roger, he retired.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Of course, he went to Country Home before.
All of them did in there, yeah.
Before they.
Yeah, I think he, Brian's been telling me that Sticks and Stuff's very competitive.
I was surprised I went down over there because they didn't have the length I wanted. Building the shed for my wife in there, and then they had it over in there, and they were a hell of a lot cheaper over in Eastburg over there in Sticks.
Yeah, he said they've been very, very competitive. Yeah. He said he still prices his stuff, and he spreads the work out between all of them because you don't want to
burn your bridge.
You don't want to burn a bridge, but he said, you know, if you're cutting costs, he says Sticks and Stuff is where he gets his materials. Pretty sure that's.
Well, Melissa, keep pecking away and trying at this here, but we just can't seem to make. We can't get off the ground in here. We keep thinking, okay, we finally got everything. You were so proud of us that we had got. You're getting there, then. God damn it, they're let down again on it.
Why is this here? Did we sign it in the wrong place?
No. So remember, you thought you didn't have to sign the back. You do.
No.
Up here, you do, just not down here. And then we have to put an expiration date of a year.
Okay. A year from today?
Well, from the other day when you approved it.
You already put an expiration date on it. Right here. Permit expiration date right here.
Oh, then I would put the other day when you actually approved it.
Rick, I haven't been hearing any. You've been busy doing some, must be town work in here. I haven't heard much pecking going on down there.
I got the spring all in.
Oh, did you?
I got to clean up 24. Over there, but I took last week, most of last week off.
Day 28. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. What's that?
Been, I took last week off and doing jobs around the lake.
Oh, yeah.
I had stuff at
I guess we got to sign this.
I hadn't heard you down in there, and I said, no.
No, I got to go back. I think I'm going to work there tomorrow.
Can you put that on the agenda?
We rented just so we can
go over
I've been running long days with that.
Yeah.
Won't take
I see
long,
when I come up, I can see the where you swept the corner all off and
at least revamp it.
Fine tune it and make it clear.
Well, a sealed bid is.
Yes. What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, single sender email is okay or something like that.
Well, it really depends.
I don't know how to do that.
Because
you gotta think about it.
If they sent it through email, yes, I could seal it, but then you're still putting that trust that no one's sharing that information.
Well, we're
that.
Trusting the.
I'm not,
clerk.
I know, and I'm not saying you can't, but I'm just saying that
don't
could
understand.
Be you open to someone saying.
That if I, honestly, I look about that in here, like Rick came to here, if I was Rick and he did his the proper way in here, and then he found out that I emailed that to you in here, that's great for me.
I was just talking about the policy. Maybe we got to think about it.
Do you want to accept emails from
me? If you're going to do it, personally, if it's sealed bid, it comes right in the mail and it comes from it, and then we have a deadline 100%. In here.
Or they bring it with them.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever way it is, but it's a sealed bid that's in there with a name like we had. It's just like when you get the others. They come in an envelope, right? You get that.
Yeah, you can look up and see how that works and if the electronic world does it differently. I know the last time I did anything with a bank where I had to sign stuff, it's all on email.
Electronic,
all electronic signatures and.
Everybody's trying to get me to electronic. I'm old school.
We didn't have an option.
You know something?
They sent the paper in the email, and they said, oh, you click this link, it opens up this thing, and then you scribble your name on it with a whatever.
Which isn't even your actual signature.
So it isn't even your actual signature, but you're checking a box that says, I've authorized this electronically, blah, blah, blah. It's supposedly all secure. Fuck it. If they give you a check to buy a car, it's fine with me.
That sweeper that we rented, it's brand new. It's got 80 hours on it.
I saw you the other day with it. It looked pretty nice.
Everything is touch screen.
Oh, no. Oh,
everything. All the switches. It took me all day yesterday, or Monday, or Tuesday to get.
Yeah, what happens when that shits its pants?
And that thing sits on that dash of that thing. And
but you did it, Ricky.
Huh?
You did it. You've been
running it. Oh, it's pretty good. It's all set up. You just... Okay, you run into broom, you push broom.
Oh, it's all one, all computer thing in
there? Yeah, it's all just a laptop like that, set right on top of you.
Leveler thing, so you're just pushing your bulldozer and the blades go.
Oh, yeah.
See, you are coming into the computer world.
You are.
I like the toggle switch one better, actually, because you push the toggle switch. Yeah. This one here, you got to push this switch, and then go here. And then,
Very
but fun. Then you want to, you got your screen there, and... You when you're dumping, you want to watch because they put it on the blind side. The other one is on the driver's side.
So
you
can
just take your mirror and see it when you how close to the other one's on the blind side. So you got to push the thing so it's got a
camera.
Camera so you're watching that. Then you click it back so you can tell when your hopper's falling.
I think you're ready to have your own email.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
You got to make a motion.
Yeah, make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So this meeting is adjourned.